you would turn now, the book of Deuteronomy. There's something in here for all of us. The book of Deuteronomy in our text. Deuteronomy chapter 12. We're going to read the first 9 verses. Title of the message is, Where is His Name? Where is His Name? These are the statutes and judgments which ye shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of thy fathers giveth thee to possess it. All the days that you live upon the earth, ye shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which ye shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains, upon the hills, under every green tree. And ye shall overthrow their altars and break their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And ye shall hew down the graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. Did you know that they started a government meeting this week in the United States of America with a prayer to Satan called Hail Satan? If the foundations be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? Verse 4, ye shall not do so unto the Lord your God, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put His name there, even unto His habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings and your sacrifices, your tithes, your heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God, and ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day, every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes. For ye are not as yet come to the rest and to the inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. Father, let us know this rest and inheritance at this hour. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Where is His name? Do you know? I texted this to 4 men this morning, and one man answered, and 2 men, but one man answered, and he gave an answer, and I said, negative. And he gave another answer, I said, negative. He said, well, I guess you're going to have to talk to me. Where is His name? I'm asking you where His name is. Do you know? Where is it that you go that you may offer rest, vow, worship, and rejoice? Where is His name? Where is it that you are fed the Word of God? His habitation. Where is it you go to find His habitation? Where is it that you go to find His name? There's a great difference between simply hearing and actually being fed or receiving the Word of God. The place where His name is, there you shall find His rest. We've spoken many times many people, you've heard it spoken, they always liken when the children of Israel cross the Jordan River, it's like going to heaven. But that's not so. We've spoken of this many times. Crossing the Jordan has never been about going to heaven, but in the entering of His rest. Hebrews 4 and chapter 11 says, Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. Let us labor, therefore, to enter in. There's no labor, neither salvation, or heaven. You cannot enter either salvation or heaven with labor. That's salvation by works. There is no labor there. There is labor, listen, in his rest. Let us labor to enter into that rest. And if you don't believe it, just read the exploits of those that crossed Jordan. There was much to be done, you see. And that, listen, if you've ever been born again in the Spirit of God, you'll learn there's a whole lot to be done. And there's a whole lot of living and things to be done in the life of Christ Jesus. That's really when my labor began. There's labor in having this house. There's labor in having this body. You don't work, you don't eat. The very body of Christ requires labor. Constant labor. Else, why did he give gifts and talents if there's no labor needed? But he bestowed gifts. He bestowed talents. And he gave some, and he gave some. Why? Because there's labor to be done. There's a labor. Prophets, teachers, healers, helps, governments, all require labor in this life below. Why do you go to church? Are you afraid not to go? And I would ask, is the name of the Lord there? I don't mean on the sign. I've been in plenty of those places. You see, if we're not vigilant, our religion can simply become an exercise. It can become a labor, but a labor in vain. You see, going to church oft becomes simply what we do. We believe in Jesus, we go to church. Now, I don't know about you, but I've got to become a part of that thing. Anything I've ever been involved with, I tell the folks, I'm black or white. I don't have a gray bone in my body. I'm all or nothing. And I've got to become a part of that thing. And now listen, I don't mean join. I mean a part. My hands didn't join me. My hands never joined my body. Excuse me. They're part of me. You find me the first place in Scripture or somebody joined the church. Now, off they were added. No one can, you can't join a family. One may be added to a family. Not one in Scripture ever joined a tribe. They were either born or married into. Now, Christ made these things clear in Matthew 7. He said, you have no part or lot in this thing. Who are you? Don't tell me they hadn't joined up the head. Or how about John 6:44? He said, no man come to me except my Father which is in heaven first draw. No man come. You can't just come to me and join. You can't join this thing. You got to be drawn of God. So how does all this equate to our text? I'm asking in essence, why are you here? Or any other church for that matter. I would ask this to any and all. Why are you here at this? If you're at a church service? Are you merely in attendance? Is it simply where you attend church? Now, hear me. I don't mean to say you may teach Sunday school. One may lead singing or help with the youth or any other such duty. None of those things clear you, excuse me, of the accusation of merely being in attendance. We've got people at work that just go through the motions. You've got firemen that do that. Every outfit's got people that simply are there. Yeah, they do, but they're just there going through the motions. One may have many duties in the church and be but an attendee, just somebody that goes there. What's spoken of in our text is much, much more. It's the encapsulation of our very lives into the Word of God and into His church and into His body and into His rest. And most importantly, into His name. It is who and what we are in this life. Else how may we say, as it's spoken in 1 Corinthians 12, one suffer, well, we all suffer. Or one be honored, that we all rejoice. And he said, same care one for another. He said, ye are the body of Christ. I'm asking you where his name is. Where there are those who watch for your soul. Where it is that you cheerfully tithe. Where you cheerfully offer and vow and worship and rejoice. And do all to his name. Now that's a church. And that's the only thing in this life that can be a church. A place where you have all things common. If you've not such a place, then you're still your own. Yeah, you may attend a church somewhere. You may even preach. You may have some leadership role there. But you are not in the body of Christ. And you are not at the place where you may find his name. Because you're not in obedience to not only the word of God, but also those that have the rule over you. May as well be a Boy Scout. But you see, now listen, you can choose to be a Boy Scout. Or a Baptist. And you better hear that. As that's exactly what most do right there. Look again at our text. Look at verse 5. But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out. Do you see it? Unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. The place which the Lord your God shall choose. Not you. But there they are, picking and choosing. Even joining. Just like a job or a profession or where they live. I began by asking where his name is. Now, I'm telling you how I got there. To put his name there. He chose to put his name there. He put it there. And if he didn't, don't go. Do you hear me? And if you don't know the difference, then we've got nothing more to discuss. Just find you a sign and be religious. Now look at verse 6 through 8 of our text. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, tithes, heave offerings of your hand, your vows, your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. And there ye shall eat before the Lord your God. Ye shall rejoice in all that ye put your hand unto, ye and your households, wherein the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. Ye shall not do after all the things that we do here this day. This is prior. He's talking about before these folks entered into his rest. Every man whatsoever is right in his own eyes, and that's what they do. They simply go to church doing whatever's right in their own eyes. God forbid you go where his name. Is not there. God forbid. God forbid you go where he didn't place that name. God forbid you go to a place where he didn't place that preacher, that elder, that deacon. God forbid you marry a woman. God forbid that you live. Do you see? God, that his name. But to go. I tell you this morning to go to the place where you may labor to enter into his rest. I tell you this morning to go to a place chosen by him for you. Somebody read, brother, you read for me Psalm 127 and verse 1.
Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain.
You find such a place, but the Lord build the house, but the Lord choose where his name is, but the Lord put his name there, but the Lord draw you there. Man does not live by bread alone, but by what? Every word. Where does that come from? He said, how shall they hear without preacher? He says, obey them that have what? Spoken unto you the word of God. We had a man here last week and he spoke. He said, he couldn't find the word. He's not here now. I don't know where he's at. How many? Oh, but let them get sick. I've had some that haven't been here, and they go, and they're members. They've gone and joined something else. But somebody's sick and dying. Somebody's near death, and they call me. Out of the blue. They want me to go. I didn't join. See. I'm asking you, where's his name? Where has God chosen to put his name in your life? Or perhaps your whole life is that you choose. What's ever right in your own eyes, you join. Perhaps your whole religious exercise has been orchestrated by you. Brother, if you would turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28. 1 Corinthians 12:28, brother.
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
And what did he say? And God has set some in the church. That's why we've had all these leave all these years. How many have got? Oh man, I have found the church. I know when I hear those words, I go, well, they won't be here. I have found, but no. See, that's the trouble. You found. You chose. You choose. God did not put those people here. And to a man, they all left. You know why? That's why we don't believe in freedom. Listen, if you can choose Jesus, you can unchoose Jesus. That's just a choice of man. Who set some in the church? God did. Who built the church? God did. And who was it again that placed his name there? God did. Not today, though. Today, look, they're built by man. The preacher's chosen by man. Church was chosen by man. Well, we go there, they have things for the kids. We go there, they've got the activities. We go there, they've got... Chosen by man. I'm asking you where his name is. And if you don't know, you better find it. If you don't know, you better find it. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your kindness. This message is such a blessing to me. For even at this hour as I speak this word, I'm in a place where you've placed your name. I know it. And I'm so grateful for it. Thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.